You've probably been hearing in the news today this concerning story, a suspected dog attack in Campbelltown earlier this week. A pretty awful situation. The body of a 23-year-old man was found at the property in Eshcol Park on Wednesday, but police are trying to determine why the man was at the property. Here's Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon.
At this stage, we are investigating. We don't know the circumstances by which that male was on the premises. He certainly doesn't appear to be a resident of that location.
Now, the property itself is known as Saturn's Rings because of the style of the building on it. It's also in close proximity to St Gregory's College in Campbelltown. The Sydney Morning Herald's Daniel Lasurdo has been looking at this and is here now. Daniel, intriguing story. I mean, tragic as well. Someone's died. What do we know about this case?
Hey, Thomas. Yes, still many, several unanswered questions at this stage, as you sort of reference to the commissioner before. We still don't know why this person was on the property on Wednesday. We know he's not a resident or a worker. And also the circumstances around the home, the circumstances around the dogs, were they worker dogs, were they guard dogs potentially? So many questions that we're trying to get to the bottom of right now.
And like, paint us a picture, Daniel, the property itself, why is it called Saturn's Rings?
Yeah, because the property, it has three sort of circular rings on the property, mimicking Saturn's rings, the planet, of course. So it was designed, or construction started, in the late 70s by a Polish immigrant who wanted to make this sort of home for cosmopolitans and high society. It didn't necessarily turn out that way, but it does still, you know, stand tall to this day. The question of who occupies it and what they use it for is still, yeah, a matter of police inquiry.
Yeah, and police trying to find out why this 23-year-old man was on the property. The late Stefan Dzwonik was the name of this person who you referred to. He led this movement called the Universal Power World Society. What do we know about that?
Yeah, he's a colourful man. It was this idea about, you know, peace and love and bringing people together. And this home that we referenced, Saturn's Ring, was meant to be a mecca for that movement directed towards creating a better life on Earth. As I mentioned, he was hoping to bring, you know, academics, people, you know, intellectuals, those sorts of people to this place to sort of, you know, discuss ideas and I guess find solutions to some of the global problems. As I said, it did not necessarily turn out that way, but that was the premise of the movement.
And the property's pretty big, isn't it, Daniel?
It's huge. It's more than 40 hectares in size, which also leads to questions of what, you know, how did this man enter the property? Was it from a different sort of part of the property, i.e. was he going through paddocks? Was he going through fields? Did he even make his way up towards the residence? It's a lot of unanswered questions.
Yeah, it's an intriguing story. Daniel, thanks for jumping on and keeping us informed. Appreciate it. Daniel Lasurdo there from the Sydney Morning Herald. A mystery indeed, the body of a 23-year-old man found at this property, and we've been told that investigations are continuing. The local council saying it's supporting police investigations, but it's currently being described as a suspected dog attack.